This has been a historic season for the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, holding more World Cup events on domestic soil in its history. And the season comes to a big finish with the U.S. Alpine Ski Championships in Sun Valley that start this Sunday, April 2nd. Eric Webster is Director of Events for the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. And just prior to Sun Valley hosting the best of the best men and women skiers in the nation, Webster visited with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to preview the event.
I think it might help our listeners. Could you paint a word picture for us of what this event might look like and maybe even feel like?
Yeah, 100%. So what we're talking about here is the Toyota U.S. Alpine National Championships presented by Stiefel. This is an annual event that we host. We partner with resorts around the country to host annually to showcase, you know, our top and up-and-coming athletes. And basically, it's the culmination of the season to name national champions, and also holds a lot of credibility because athletes are competing not only for a national championship, but for future spots on the U.S. team.
Well, this has been a significant year for snow in our region. Can you talk about all of the factors that you and your team have to depend upon? Do you have folks who are always monitoring the weather and track conditions?
Yeah, 100%. So fortunately, Sun Valley has a steeped tradition of ski racing.
Yep.
I think Sun Valley opened in the mid-1930s, and not too long after that, they dug right into supporting tradition of alpine ski racing. They're well-versed in what it takes to do that. But yeah, we have on the ground now in Sun Valley, actually probably for the last 7 to 10 days already, a team from our side working with the staff at Sun Valley and the volunteers at Sun Valley Ski Education Foundation, preparing the surface. And that's the first thing that needs to happen and the first step in the process. And literally for ski racing, I guess the best way to describe it is a firm, consistent surface is what we're looking for. So we'll go in, and like you said, Sun Valley has had an amazing, most of the Intermountain West has had an amazing snow season. So creating that surface, which is the base of or the foundation of the ski race, they'll actually inject water into the snow and a freeze cycle. So on the nights we know we're going to have sub freezing temperatures, they'll go in and inject water into that snow surface, so they get a consistent 4 to 5 inches of, I guess, firm, consistent surface that we can work off of. So in the case of snow during or leading up to the event, we can always get back to that, I guess, let's just call it a race surface. That does take a lot of work if that happens. If, for instance, the night before one of the events, we get a significant snowfall, yeah, we'll have snowcats, slippers, shovelers working on course to basically remove any of the new snow to get back to that racing surface. So massive effort on the front end to get that baseline in place. And then the other big factor with a race of this caliber is the safety installations. And those take a lot of work and effort. So there's what's called A-net and B-net. And B-net is basically the safety netting that you see along the side of a race course. A-net is a permanent installation and is a little bit taller. There is some A-net on the Super G course at Sun Valley, and that's already been installed. But the B-net is huge, labor-intensive, takes a lot of manpower to install that prior to the race. So those are kind of the two main things that it takes to run a race of this caliber.
Let's talk about manpower. It sounds like it's significant. How are you with manpower, and how big of an operation is that?
It takes a lot of staff and volunteers. I don't know the exact number, to be completely honest, but typically in the 120 to 150 range for a race like this. It's a combined effort between us, U.S. Ski and Snowboard, some expertise that we bring to the table, and then Sun Valley and Sun Valley Ski Education Foundation all working together to provide the manpower that it takes. But yeah, it's probably daily 120 to 150 people. Like I said, you've got to have a team of about 30 or so experienced skiers to slip the race line. And as the race progresses throughout the day, to continue to keep that track as clean and consistent as possible. Each section of the course has, we call them gatekeepers, but they're actually spotters to make sure that the athletes pass the gate properly. They're kind of the on-hill referees for the course, starters, finish referees, and then, of course, all the ancillary events that go along with an event like this.
And you said some skiers too, and I think the phrase was slip the course. Yeah. What does that mean?
So course slippers. So basically they'll go down and side slip the race line to clear any loose snow, you know, in the lead up to the race. The course slippers will go through and make sure that the line's clear. And then they'll be staged throughout the race in different groups and different areas. So as the race progresses, if the referee or the race director deems that we need a group of slippers to go through, they'll call for them in between the racers. It's just really to provide as fair and consistent a track, a racetrack, as possible for the entire field.
And the men and women that we will be seeing, and you made reference to this, these are men and women looking to join our World Cup team, right? Maybe an eye toward the Olympics.
So we'll have a handful of the World Cup skiers come back to compete in this.
Okay.
And, along with some of the top skiers from each of the regions in the United States. And then all of our, I guess, aspiring racers trying to get onto the World Cup tour.
So the next Michaela Schifrin or the next Lindsey Vonn.
Exactly.
And the level of excitement in your organization, I'm going to guess it's tangible come race day.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, this is, you know, great opportunity to see, like you said, those up and coming racers. You know, for us, it's kind of bittersweet. It's, you know, signals the end of the season. Mm-hmm. It's been a historic season for us here at US Ski and Snowboard. We've hosted more World Cups on domestic soil than we ever have. And then, of course, we've had amazing results for all the teams at the World Cup level, headlined by Michaela Schifrin, breaking record after record.
And that was Eric Webster, the Director of Events for U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, speaking with Morning Edition host George Prentice about the U.S. Alpine Ski Championship, which kicks off in Sun Valley this Sunday, April 2nd. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast White Lies.